My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Give me your first impressions on what we witnessed on Saturday.
That's a great question. So let's go down the positives. I thought Shador in the third quarter, I'm losing track of days and quarters, I thought he pushed the ball downfield very well. I love what we saw from the rookie receivers. I thought Deshaun ripped a couple of good balls, the switch release to KC, the hook to KC, the hitch on the right side of the field. He had some good passes, certainly. Professional operation, didn't push the ball downfield. The quarterbacks were fairly even there. But I love what I saw from the rookie wide receivers. I love what I saw from the special teams, which obviously have been an issue the last couple of weeks, the last couple of seasons, beg your pardon. Andre Schmidt, great. Punters, they used three of them, look good. The return game, fantastic. Love all that. Defensively, Winston Reed, good to have him back. I thought Michael Coates looked good. Thought there was a lot of good there as well. Obviously, look, going up 10-0 and then giving up a 34-0 run, the preseason does matter. You would have liked to have seen them finish stronger. You would have liked to have seen maybe the stamina. Todd Monken likes to use the phrase competitive stamina. A lot of players admitted they were kind of gassed. It's been a tough camp. By the time they got to the second half, it was a humid day there, even though the rain stayed away for the most part. I think there's good and bad. It was very much a first preseason game. But as you guys talk about Thursday, tomorrow's practice, and then Saturday, to me, I've been circling this week, I think we all have, the entire summer as the most important week of the year.
Do you get the feeling one way or the other about these quarterbacks? Some of the wording that Todd Monken has had, when he came out and said, I think it's only fair that Shador get the next start, and Andy and I were kicking around, well, is there anything fair about pro sports? I wonder what Todd's doing, if he's still in his mind is going one way or the other, you know, this is wide open or what, Andrew?
Still a legitimate competition. Because let's play this hypothetical. Right. And truly, from all I understand, I'm not lying to you. It is still a legitimate competition. It truly is. They each deserve a start. That is fair, truly. And they're going to get as equal a distribution of reps as a coach can give in a joint practice, considering not all sessions, one might be a red zone, one might be a run, you know, a set of runs. You can't totally distribute it evenly during a joint practice. However, if Shador comes out on Saturday and throws three touchdowns, don't you think he made a pretty good case to win the job, whether it's against the Bills' first team or the second team? And let's say it's against the second team, and on Thursday, he looks pretty good when he gets his reps against their first team. I mean, to me, that's a pretty convincing case to give him the job. Conversely, if Deshaun looks good and or bad against the second and third or fourth team in the third quarter, people use his opposition, like who he's going against him. I think Shador can still win this job. I'm not making any sense here today, guys, so thanks for rolling with me.
Well, let me ask you, does he win the job tomorrow and not on Saturday?
Because
Todd's,
I think the game is just as important. I really do.
Okay, because Todd made sound like, I'm going to say no. I guess it's more important when you're looking at trying to fill in the blanks on what's behind the starters. How's that sound? And unfortunately, sure. I think it's questionable at quarterback, and I think you're right. But the fact that Todd said, look, he essentially said, I don't want the starters to have to play on Saturday. I run them. If we can get it working on Thursday, I don't want the starters to have to play on Saturday. And I think that puts Shador kind of in a weird spot. But based on the things you just said.
I don't. Here's why. I think Saturday, regardless of who he's lining up against, can confirm Thursday if he performs well on Thursday. As a matter of fact, you can make the argument that it's an easier test on Saturday. So if he performs well tomorrow, then Saturday is the exclamation point and a layup for him to back that up and prove that Thursday was no fluke. Thursday and Saturday, 2 days. Two good performances out of 3 days to me would be a fairly strong argument. Let's get this out of the way as well. When teams do a Thursday-Saturday joint practice and then game, this is common operating. This is standard operating procedure that you play your starters in the joint practice. That's the controlled environment. That's when you get your best work. That's when it's ones-on-ones, twos-on-twos, or ones-on-twos and twos-on-ones. And then Saturday, you don't bring your guys back for an ultra-physical set of downs or a couple of possessions because you gave them all that work on Thursday, and that's unfair on them physically 48 hours later to do it again. Sure. Raiders and Texans had a joint practice yesterday.
Yeah.
The majority of their starters are not going to play Thursday. That's how it works.
Because most of them ended up in the hospital after the fight. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's just unfair. Now, you can make the argument it's unfair to everybody, whether you're second team, third team. They don't have magical healing powers. If they get a lot of work on Thursday, putting them back in a game on Saturday isn't ideal. But that's why you play your ones in the joint practice, and then you hold them back. That was always going to be the case, but it does make it a little bit tricky. And look, I know people on Twitter and Sports Talk Radio are going to go nuts. Well, it was different competition Saturday than it was Thursday. Yes, that's how this works. So Thursday is vitally important for both of these quarterbacks, but if they can back it up and truly prove their point on Saturday, more power to them.
Andrew, with moving around some of the offensive linemen in practices and getting different looks, I'm all for that. Are they doing that for depth down the road, or are they still looking for five starters?
Yes, all of the above. I think also injuries are legitimate. Actually, I know injuries are concerned right now, and none of them are thought to be overly serious, but Elton Jenkins dinged up. Tevin Jenkins has had trouble staying on the field as well. That's kind of been his injury history over the years, going back to his days in Chicago. So it's great to have position flexibility, but at this point, they would like to lock some guys in. I think moving KT Levison back to tackle where he played last year is telling, because they really wanted him, and they've said this publicly, to compete for that right guard job. Even though Tevin Jenkins was the assumed starter there, KT Leviston played well into the second half last week. I think he did have the most snaps of any Browns offensive player. So if they're moving him back to right tackle, that tells us something. The right side of that line, Titus Howard is going to be your right tackle, but right guard is a legit question mark. If Parker Brailsford can come back.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Then that gives you some options because you can move Elgton Jenkins to right guard if you feel good with a fifth-round rookie at center. But as much as we praise Elgton Jenkins' flexibility here, he has never started a regular season game at right guard.
What's your take on the fact that these guys are fighting in camp? Is this just a matter of getting sick of playing against each other every day in practice and need to see another team? Or is it, or does the offense truly hate the defense and the defense hates the
offense? I don't think the offense hates the defense. Here's what's disappointing about it. And by the way, there were fights all around the league yesterday in joint practices. Yeah. There were fights between the Saints and the Cowboys. There were fights between the Chargers and the Niners. That's how it works. It's that time of camp, and no matter who you're lining up against, you're going to fight.
They better be careful, Andrew, or this is going to become the WNBA.
Oh, God, I'm not touching that. Phelps, that's all you, buddy. That is all you, buddy. Tip of the cap.
WWE is trying to become the WNBA?
I have truly not watched the WWE in 30 years as I'm an adult. But if that's your thing.
As I'm an adult. Oh, that was good.
Bless you.
Ouch.
Like, bless you. Bless you. I'm sorry, Zagura. This is like a, it's a fun back and forth.
You should probably, I would not say that in front of him.
No. Hey, no, in all seriousness, I joke about the WNBA, not the WNBA, the WWE, far, far, far different endeavors. If you like the WWE, I could not care less how people get their entertainment. It's not my thing. If I'm going to sit down and watch a scripted drama, I prefer Silo on Apple,
Andrew, if they walked up to you and said, hey, here's $1 million. We need you to do play-by-play for WrestleMania, whatever number they're on, you'd do it, wouldn't you? Come on. You'd get into it.
Sure. Yeah, of course. But, I wouldn't pretend it's real. Anyway, how did we get here, fellas?
I don't know.
Sorry, that was me.
Fighting. Here's what I don't like is that yesterday they lost, the last 30 minutes of practice or whatever it was.
Yeah.
This team, this offense specifically, you asked me at the beginning of this, what looked good? Well, the offense made some plays, certainly, and the young wide receivers look good, but the offense still is very much a work in progress. And you lost a half hour practice that I think you vitally need. Now, you can make up for it on Thursday. Today is going to be a much lighter practice in advance of a very physical practice tomorrow. So you can make up for it, but those are lost reps. And I know guys said after practice yesterday, after Monken understandably said, get out of here and did some extra work, but you can't replace, whether it's 2-minute or red zone or end of game situation stuff, that situational football, you can't replace those snaps you lost in practice yesterday. So that is disappointing.
I know we spend a lot of time talking about Todd Monken as a new head coach, but we don't spend a lot of time about the coordinators. And how did things go for them logistically in preseason game number one? And I'm wondering, what do they need to get better at?
I think logistically it went well. From everyone I've spoken to, it went well. Monken was able to get a challenge flag out as well and won his challenge on that ball that clearly hit the ground right in front of him. He's not going to give up his red challenge flag and allow someone else to throw it. I don't know that any head coach is going to do this operationally, and I'm glad you asked it, Baskin, because it was a question I specifically asked Todd in our pregame interview, are you cool? Did you go through scenarios operationally? And he said that the way they had been running practice with the walkie-talkies, with obviously this is what they do these days, whether it's the mic or whether it's the quarterback, they use the walkie-talkies to call plays during practice. They felt that they were ready, and from what I'm told, they were ready.
One other thing about your pregame interview with Todd Monken, I was taken aback by the last question that we played in the pregame show where you asked him about playing in Chicago, and he talked about flying in and flying in over the field that was named for his father. Andrew, you've been in this thing for a long time. I have too. I can't remember the last time I heard that true emotion from a coach in an interview. I thought that was kind of an amazing moment.
A couple of things. I did not mean to make him cry at all.
I know.
Or get emotional or anything like that. So pardon me kind of felt bad. But I had been wanting to ask that question because I knew that, or I imagined that this meant more to him than he was going to admit. He doesn't like to talk about himself. And by the way, I love the guy. If Brown fans could spend 3 minutes with him, they would walk away saying he's one of their favorite people they've ever met. And he's been out in the community. Obviously, he's got a lot of work on his plate right now. Browns fans are going to get a chance to meet Todd Monken one day, hopefully out and about or at an event or whatever, or maybe he comes over to the rail on the sideline at Huntington Bank Field. He's real. He's honest. He's not going to sugarcoat anything. He's going to coach you hard and hug you hard and look you in the eye and give honest answers. And his I don't know that everyone realizes this, like the Monken name in Illinois high school football is beyond legendary. There are stadiums all over the state. There's like 13 Monkens who have been coaches. Stadiums all over the state with the Monken name on the marquee.
That's cool.
Everywhere. His dad is a high school Hall of Famer in the state of Illinois. His uncles are. Obviously, his cousin Jeff is the head coach at Army and does an amazing job. And because of the really bad storms Thursday when we flew to Chicago, you know, normally when you fly to Chicago, you land from the east, from over the lake, right? Mm-hmm. We had to circle all the way around because of these bad storms. And so we came in from the west, and he's from the western suburbs, from Wheaton. And they went right over Lake Park High School. And as luck would have it, he looked down as we came through the clouds. He was on a window seat and saw the stadium with his old man's name on it. Mm-hmm. And like for a guy to finally get that shot at 60 years old, and as luck would have it, our first game is there. And as luck would have it, the plane's got to take a circuitous route to land. And you look down and holy heck, that's your dad's name you can see. I can't imagine the emotions I would have felt.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money, and most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.